Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the play fake. And that ball's up in the air and taken away by Petrie. Jalen Petrie has done it again.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny skies today. High in the upper 70s, up around 80. Should be like the last hot day. If you want to say that 80 degrees is hot, should be the last one of those, could be the last one of those in 2025. Donnie Football in for the guys on this Monday post bye week. They will be back tomorrow for a Tomlin Tuesday. And if you stepped out from NFL viewing yesterday and you just heard that call there from Ian Eagle on the NFL on CBS from the Texans and Ravens broadcast, it was a very good Sunday for your Pittsburgh Steelers. The rest of the AFC North went down. Minnesota 21, Cleveland 17 in London. Houston 44, Baltimore 10. Detroit 37, Cincy 24. The Bills lost. The Eagles lost. Nobody around this league looks unstoppable. We don't have a dominant force this season. It's not the 07 Patriots. It's not the 2013 Broncos, who I know eventually lost in the Super Bowl. But we do not have a team that will threaten the 72 Dolphins, who already, less than a full month into the season, are popping their champagne bottles and celebrating that no team will be perfect in the 2025 season. The Steelers have a golden opportunity to take full advantage of a division that is currently in a tailspin. The division is 1-6 combined in the last 2 weeks. The Steelers are 1-0. They were off yesterday. This weekend, they had the win against the Vikings in Dublin last Sunday. Everybody else is 0-6 combined. The Bengals continue to lose without Joe Burrow. The Browns continue to lose even after a quarterback change. Although, to credit them, they were the only team in the AFC North yesterday that looked interested in playing football. They had the Vikings down to the wire. Minnesota getting a game-winning touchdown pass from Carson Wentz to Jordan Addison in the final minute. And then the Ravens got shellacked without Lamar Jackson and about six Pro Bowlers on that roster. They were very injury-riddled. I understand that. They got whooped. A 44-10 loss at home to the Texans, who are barely averaging like 17 points per game. ESPN's Football Power Index currently gives the Steelers a 62.5% chance of winning the AFC North. That's a nice little change. I know that Vegas is not in on that action yet, because Pony's friends at FanDuel still have the Ravens as the team to beat in the AFC North. Baltimore minus 105, Pittsburgh plus 1, Cincy plus 1100, and the Cleveland Browns at plus 1700. For the record, I would actually pick the Browns over the Bengals if I had to pick between the two. Cincinnati minus Joe Burrow, that team doesn't do anything well. The Browns can at least run the football and play defense, and there were times yesterday where I thought Dylan Gabriel looked decent. Baltimore currently has a 28.1% chance of winning the North, according to ESPN's Football Power Index. Lamar Jackson needs to get healthy, and then Baltimore will need to go like 9-2, 8-2 down the stretch of the season, which they could do. They do have what I would say is a pretty favorable schedule. A much weaker one than what the Steelers will look at. And even though they are currently third in the AFC North, they are tied with the Browns, although they hold the tiebreaker due to the head-to-head victory. Baltimore is technically behind Cincinnati. The Bengals are no threat. They don't have Joe Burrow until the middle of December. They need to make a quarterback change, and they need to make a quarterback trade, perhaps, like right now. I also think the Ravens will go to Tyler Huntley on Sunday. They play the Rams. That looks like another loss. The Rams do have to come across the country and play a game, but the Ravens are spiraling. Three consecutive losses, none of which all that close. Two of them not as close as these scores indicate. 38-30 loss against Detroit. They were down by two scores late. Kansas City beat them 37-20, not even as close as that score indicates. And then yesterday was just a beatdown. Cooper Rush was awful, three interceptions. He is just nowhere close to the same quarterback as Lamar Jackson, so that made me wonder immediately why he was the guy they acquired in free agency. Just keep doing your thing with Tyler Huntley. He's nowhere close to being as good as Lamar Jackson, but he's at least the same skill set. Can occasionally throw the ball, not that well in Huntley's case, but he can also move. Cooper Rush does not provide that for you. So Lamar needs to get healthy, and this team needs to go on a run. The Steelers also would have to collapse a bit for the Ravens to catch them. And with the Ravens, their case, that defense is brutal, even when healthy. So the door is wide open for the Steelers to host a playoff game in front of a packed house for the first time since the 2017 season. They have hosted a playoff game since. It was the COVID season in 2020, that embarrassing loss to the Cleveland Browns. I think they had, what, 1,000 people in the stands that night, if that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to see on wild card weekend, or hell, maybe it's even a divisional matchup. I don't see the Steelers being the number one seed in the AFC for what it's worth. I want to see a playoff game in Pittsburgh and 68,000 people in the stands and and we are getting ready for a playoff game in this town. It would add some pressure to actually win the game, something they have not done since the 2016 postseason when they beat Kansas City via 6 field goals from Chris Boswell. But it is tough to not get a little excited by how the season has started. And I know plenty of people are calling it fool's gold, and it might be, ultimately. You very well could be correct. That's why I am really trying hard to not jump all in and say, this team has the division in the bag. We are barely a month into the season. I know the Ravens are staring 1-5 in the face, while Pittsburgh is looking at a 4-1 start if they take care of the Browns at home on Sunday. But we have seen the Steelers collapse before. Last season, they did it. They've done it multiple times in the last decade. They have held a 2 or 3 or 2.5 game lead on Baltimore with like 5 weeks to go, barely a month to go in the season, and they've blown it. But I've also noticed something else around the league. Yesterday, maybe more so than any other point this season, because I was able to get a feel for every single game that was going on, getting to watch some of the quote-unquote best teams in football, the elites. I just don't know. You watch these other teams play, and how many of them look that much better than the Steelers do right now? I don't think Pittsburgh's the best team in football. I don't think they're the best team in the AFC. But I don't know if you can name more than 3 or 4 teams in the AFC that are definitively better than Pittsburgh at the current moment. I would still say Buffalo, but the Bills are leaking oil, and they have been for weeks. They played 2 games against the Dolphins and the Saints, and those teams were in the game late in the second half. The Dolphins were a roughing the punter penalty away from possibly winning. They would have gotten the ball back. They lost last night at home to the Patriots. The Bills, if it feels like all they do is play home games, they have played 4 games at home this season, and the year is only 5 weeks old. So they must have a very back-heavy away schedule. The Chiefs, I would say, are still up there. I never want to count that team out. I never want to pronounce that team dead. They came alive against the Ravens last week. I do think this Monday Night Football game will be a fun one. The Jags feel like they are in that category of potential fool's gold. The Jags and the Colts, if you ask me. Both teams are, well, the Colts are now 4-1. The Jags are 3-1. Will the Chiefs look good on offense 2 weeks in a row? Because it's been mostly a broken offense until they got to play that bad Baltimore defense. And speaking of Baltimore and speaking of leaking oil, my goodness, the Ravens are in trouble. Unless Lamar puts on that Superman cape and they get rolling in the second half of the season, they have to get healthy. I think they have favorable matchups, if I haven't made that clear enough already. But he has to be 100%, and they have to start playing some semblance of defense. And will water find its level with the Colts? They just demolished the Raiders yesterday, who, by the way, what's going on there? Geno Smith looks terrible. He has 9 interceptions, I believe, in 5 games this year. Awful. The Chargers, they have lost 2 straight to the Giants, and then a 3-score loss at home to the Commanders. The Broncos, an impressive win yesterday. They are now starting to stack wins a little bit. They're 3-2. They may have had, with the Patriots, one of the more impressive wins of the afternoon. They came back from two scores down. They beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. That doesn't happen often. And we'll see about the Jags tonight. But there are a lot of question marks around these teams in the AFC. The Steelers right there among them, I get that. The defense looked awful for the first two games. It was a bend-don't-break effort for that third game in New England. They finally put together a pretty complete game against Minnesota. I'm not saying that the team in Pittsburgh is perfect, but it feels like they belong right now in the AFC because nobody is really separating themselves as the top dog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.